This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chinese authorities have accused a foreign executive with the British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline of ordering his people to bribe Chinese doctors to help sell Glaxo products. Now, in the U.S., if a foreign business executive gets caught breaking the law and convicted, there is jail, just like everyone else. But the possibility of jail in China is giving many foreign business people pause. We're joined by Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So China's government will now prosecute a gentleman named Mark Reilly, the foreign executive for Glaxo, a bribery case. How is the foreign business community reacting to this?
Yeah, I think many here are scared. You know, going after a foreign executive like this is unprecedented. And in this case, the executive in question actually came back to China to assist with this investigation, in all likelihood because he felt safe because it's rare for a non-ethnic Chinese foreign executive to be prosecuted for this sort of thing in China.
Why do you think this might be happening now?
Well, Chinese leader Xi Jinping is doing his best to show the people that the party is going to root out corruption. And I spoke with Jim McGregor, a longtime China hand and author of 1 Billion Customers, about this. And here's what he said.
When China has troubles and they want to clean up an industry or stop certain practices, they usually will go after the foreign companies because they aren't connected politically like a state-owned company who, you know, is connected to all kinds of people. And it's very complicated to go after them because you affect a whole network of people, whereas foreign companies are a bit of a free fire zone.
But what about the Chinese companies? They're not going to be absolved from any investigations.
Yeah, you know, some of them are investigated from time to time. But what's interesting about this story is if they're going to charge GSK with giving millions of dollars of bribes in China, what about the other side of the bribes? It's likely there's government officials, doctors, you name it, who took these alleged bribes. But in China, it's rare that an investigation will focus on that side.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.